Hey there, are you tired of feeling misunderstood in your personal and professional relationships? You're not alone. I've been there. But what if I told you that you can overcome the top 5 communication mistakes and improve your relationships? Join me on May 31st at 12 p.m. for an interactive and fun webinar. Learn how to avoid these common communication pitfalls and improve your interactions with friends, co-workers, and even your family members. This is not a session full of theories. I'm literally going to provide you with practical tips that you can apply in your daily life. I'm going to share the secrets I use to break through the common mistakes and one simple exercise you can use to ensure you're not falling in one of those common mistake traps. Don't miss out on this opportunity to improve your communication skills and truly take your relationships to the next level. Register now by clicking the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to see you there. Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. There is a dramatic shift going on in industries everywhere. And what triggered me to say this was that I was reading an article from the Harvard Business Journal. And anytime an article pops up about one of my favorite topics, organizational change management, I tend to read it and pay attention to, of course, what's in the article, because again, it's based on one of my favorite topics. And when I had seen that opening line in how a dramatic shift is taking place in industries everywhere. And what is happening, of course, and we see it, you can read the news, you can talk to individuals who are working. Again, it is cross industries that there is a need to increase efficiency. And of course, we are living in an experiencing an ever-changing environment. So gone are the days in which companies can operate in a vacuum, and there is a need for massive change. There was a survey conducted in which executives and project management professionals had stated that the number of change projects in their environment within their organizations have exploded over the last 5 years. I think the data was saying something to the effect of 80% of respondents in this survey had seen a significant increase in the projects, and 56% had seen a rise of more than 25%. Of course, professional lives are going to be affected, and one area that can no longer be ignored or misunderstood is, of course, organizational change management. Even when I go on LinkedIn and I am posting something or responding to comments, I still have job alerts set up for organizational change management consultants. And those alerts have not only been coming in frequently or more frequently, they've been coming in with at least 10 opportunities, because I always like to understand who's hiring for what and what their need is. And it got me thinking that as I see those alerts, and as I currently work for clients, universities, you know, municipalities, other private sector clients, it made me think about the 3 things I wish organizations knew before hiring an organizational change management consultant. Here I am offering the 3 things. Grab your notebook and your pen and let me dive in. Number 1, their one methodology is not a magic pill. You're interviewing, again, you're in the space of an organization. You want to bring someone on board because you need support with your change management, organizational change management efforts, whether you are rolling out a new software, whether or not you are going to implement new business processes, a merger, acquisition, even if you're doing an office move, there's some element of change that your organization is embarking on. And if it's not already going through a change, trust and believe that it will within the next 3 to 5 years. Again, if you are interviewing or if you are speaking to a consultant that you're going to bring on to support you with your change efforts, when the consultant only speaks of one methodology, ask them how they would pivot if that methodology doesn't work within your organization. There are a plethora of change management methodologies out there. Of course, we know some of the big ones such as ProSci, Cotter. However, it is important to understand that, again, one methodology is not a magic pill. I can tell you that I was on one particular engagement, and this client was a manufacturing client. And they were all within the bee's knees. They were salivating over the Cotter methodology. For their environment, for their culture, that did not work. It was not working in their environment, and they had to shift. In addition to that, they not only shifted to a totally different methodology, but what I brought to the table and what I decided to support them in implementing was a series of methodologies that would support them with going through this particular employee separation. While they were gung-ho and thought they really needed Cotter, that one methodology didn't work for them, so they needed to pivot. Again, when the consultant comes in and says that I have this one methodology, ask them how they would pivot if that methodology does not work within your organization. Number two, take the time to contact and speak with their references. So a lot of times with larger clients in particular, they'll have a third-party agency or a third-party recruiting agency to find a resource on their behalf. Truth be told, many of these third-party recruiting agencies, they don't know how to source for organizational change management consultants. They get the job description from the clients, and let me be the one, I'm just going to give it to you straight. They'll get the job description from the client, they'll read it, and then they'll try to source using application tracking systems or some sort of algorithm that they will use in order to find that resource. But they, when I speak from example, because I do get a lot of calls from these recruiting agencies, and they're not asking the right questions. I know they're not asking the right questions because they're not giving me the responses that I need in order to determine whether this is a client or a project that I want to particularly work on. Please, you as the organization, I know you might get a reference or a feedback of references from the recruiting agency if you choose to use them, but you specifically, please take the time and speak to their references directly. Again, I know you might want to rely on that third-party recruiting agency to contact the references, but you should have a list of questions that you specifically and personally are reaching out to their references. That's tip number two. Tip number three, and the last tip, is when you found the right match in your organizational change management consultant, please give them the space for them to learn your culture, your organization. Do not be in such a rush for them to produce a deliverable. I cannot tell you how many times I've gone on these engagements and the first thing that they're asking for is, well, when are we going to get the overall change management strategy? And within that strategy, when are we going to have our communication plan? And when are you going to produce the training plan? I need and get to have the space. We need and get to have the space to understand your culture. I need to understand what's going to resonate with your stakeholders. I need to get a sense of how you all receive information, how you all like to be trained, what's worked historically when you've gone on or embarked on change efforts. What did work? What didn't work? What lessons do you have? For me, I like to take the time to learn the culture in order to make sure that when it is time to produce the strategy, when it is time to actually execute the plans, that it makes sense for your specific organization. So again, Last tip, give them the space to learn your culture and don't be in such a rush for them to produce a deliverable. I hope these tips have supported you. Just really quick, at a high level, when it's time for you within your organization to hire an organizational change management consultant. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.